4.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. KHNC brings you another meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival will be here along with Sherry Beitzel of Inside Out Therapies. Meet Sherry and Bob here at the KHNC studios located at 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, September the 14th. You can contact Ferris Survival at 303-781-0343 or Inside Out Therapies at 970-402-7174 for more information. Meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here quite yet, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, don't be bashful. Give us a call at 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255, and here I am with nothing to talk about. Well, why don't we just talk about a couple of things I read on the Internet this morning? Somebody had asked Sarah Palin if Georgia was a member of NATO and the Russians were attacked Georgia, should we go to war with Russia? And she said, well, she thought that was what the NATO treaty was all about. If any nation was attacked by Russia or any nation was attacked, the other nations would go to war in defense. Well, fortunately, Georgia is not a member of NATO, although they're trying to get her in, and we've been trying to get Georgia in and Ukraine in. But why would we be actually ringing Russia with nations that are affiliated with NATO, which would be potentially a threat to her? Now, what really happened in Georgia? Well, the media lied to you. What really happened in Georgia is that the United States has been funding the Georgian military and Georgian government. We actually held a phony election there in Georgia, and the people who were put in power during the so-called Rose Revolution were simply extensions of American foreign policy, Israel foreign policy. And then, of course, the Americans and the Israelis sent over military personnel to train the Georgian army, to arm the Georgian army. We gave them a great deal of money. We gave them the weapons, both the United States and Israel. And then, because the United States wanted an incident, and I believe this was all carefully staged, because of the election, they wanted the political uncertainty, they want to get John McCain elected, why the United States urged the Georgians to attack South Ossetia, which is actually has always traditionally been a Russian province. The majority of people there are Russian. They don't want to be part of Georgia. They want to be part of Russia. And, so the Georgians attacked Southeast Asia, which was a province which was refusing to go along with the authority of the central Georgian government that we controlled, we created, and we were financing. And so it was at the behest of the United States and Israel that the Georgian military attacked Southeast Asia, killed a couple of thousand people, and then to protect the people there, the Russians came in. Now, I'm not saying the Russians are good. The Russians are rotten. In fact, we've financed the Russian government since its inception, and I believe we're still working in collusion with Putin and the others because we want in this a justification for a massive Third World War. So, of course, here in the United States, you heard the story that the Russians had attacked Georgia. They were simply retaliating and driving the troops out of the Georgian troops out of Southeast Asia, where they had killed a couple of thousands of civilians. How can you justify this? You really can't. Now, the Russians are rotten to the core. Putin is part of the KGB. But remember, George Herbert Walker Bush was the part of the head of the American counterpart of the KGB, the CIA. Why would we have the the present president of the United States, his father was the head of the American counterpart of the KGB, and that's called the Central Intelligence Agency. You have to understand there's just a few people who rule the world, and they are all tied into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Of course, both the president and his father were part of a secret Luciferian society. And if you doubt that, I want you to go to the website WilliamHKennedy.com. WilliamHKennedy.com, and there you can see the actual video footage of the induction ceremony of Skull and Bone Society, where the inductee kneels before a replica of Lucifer. They kneel before a replica of Lucifer. Why would anybody do that? Why wouldn't people renounce something like that? Heavens, I belonged to a fraternity when I was in medical school, but we had no allegiance to fraternity. We felt all the induction ceremonies were all foolish. I've never attended a meeting, but members of Skull and Bones attend meetings. In fact, when Tim Russert asked both President George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and John Kerry in the 2004 elections, both of them were members of this small little fraternity, Skull and Bones. When Tim Russert asked them both about their membership in Skull and Bones, both said, "It is so secret, we can't discuss it. It is so secret, we can't discuss it." Well, where is the allegiance of these men, Senator Kerry, President Bush? Is it to the United States, or is it to the secret society they belong to, and a secret society where during their induction ceremony they kneel before Lucifer? But don't take my word for it. Go to the website, whkennedy.com, and you can see, of course, the ceremonies of the Bohemian Grove, where the people, the leaders of our country, put on their black robes and their black hoods and carry their candles and their strange chants and their feigned human sacrifice. And we hope it's a feigned human sacrifice. We hope it's not like the one they had in the Vatican that Malachi Martin describes in his book, The Windswept House, in which, of course, you can actually hear him talking about it in my 4-tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. And off the air, Malachi Martin said, yes, this is really true. He describes this satanic sacrifice in the basement of the Vatican. Now, the sacrifice was a feigned human sacrifice, but it was actually timed to coincide with a real human sacrifice that was carried out elsewhere. And there really are satanic groups, and they do hold satanic ceremonies, and they do sacrifice human beings right here in America. And the fact is, you don't hear about it simply reflects the fact that they've infiltrated the highest levels of our government. And, for instance, when anybody talks about satanic crimes and the murder of children as satanic rituals, the FBI will send out an expert on that to tell you that these things don't exist. But they do exist. That's what the Son of Sam killings was, David Berkovich. You remember the New York killings there? The Son of Sam killings, they were part of a satanic ritual. And the government knew it then. But of course, they never went out offering other people. All they had was David Berkovich, who talked about the group, the Process Church, and the Latter-day Judgment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry, there's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds, all without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hello. 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 Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. If my producer comes on the line, I'll give him the number of the man who is supposed to be with us this morning. Under any circumstances, if you're out there in the listening audience, but you'd like to call us, our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I'd love to hear from you. But, you know, for years, I've tried to figure out what was really going on. What was the common denominator? Certainly, we know that there are a number of groups out there. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They are all bound together by a common goal, the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. But how do you make any sense out of this? Why would anybody want to worship Lucifer or worship Satan? And then, who do we have on the line? Who's on the line?
Dr. Stan.
Yes, go ahead. Speak right up. Don't be bashful.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, my name is John, and I really enjoy your programs. I just wanted to comment. You made a little reference to Sarah Palin.
Yes.
And I heard Barry Himesh several programs ago make a comment that maybe the Down syndrome baby that Sarah has was not hers. It was maybe her daughter's.
And I think that's a totally unfair thing to state. I don't think there's any way that could be the case. And I tried to bring that out. Barry has his views. I love Barry, but sometimes he's a little bulldogmatic. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've done some research on that. Governor Palin actually was at a governor's conference in the southwestern part of the U.S., and she was scheduled to speak at that conference. Being, you know, 9 months pregnant, her water actually broke, and she went ahead and went up and spoke for 20 minutes at the podium while she was in labor, had started, you know, labor, and they flew her, after she was done, they flew her back to Alaska, and she delivered that baby up there. So it is her baby, and I know you tried to discourage what Barry was saying, I've researched it, and that's the situation.
I appreciate so much your calling, and I don't always agree with everything all of my guests say, and I try to, in a nice way, bring out the fact that I think it's incorrect. And I thought that there's a lot of things up on the internet to discredit Sarah Palin. I think that she's a nice lady. I think that she does not understand what's really going on in the world. I think that she's going to get even worse advice now because she'll be surrounded by people from the establishment. But I think her heart's in the right place. I think she was picked only because they wanted the women's vote. They wanted the Christian vote. I think it was an ingenious political stroke. And, of course, one of the men who had suggested this some months ago is William Crystal, who, in my estimation, one of the most evil people we have out there in the political scene. But anyway, I think that my gut feeling is that she's a nice person. What are your thoughts? Oh, I guess we lost our caller there. Well, anyway, if you'd like to call in, 970-689-8255, and I don't think we're going to be able to get our regularly scheduled guest on. So give us a call at 970-689-8255. But I was going to explain to you what this is really all about. And I had read, and you can find a quotation in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, something that Albert Pike had written in his book, Morals and Dogma, which was the sort of the Bible for Masonry, and it was given to every Mason up until about 1974, I believe. Well, who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Aurora.
Oh, hi, Maureen. How are you?
Fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine.
I respect you so much. I love you, and I pray for you daily.
Okay.
What I'm calling about is to confirm what you have said about the occult in America. I grew up in a nice neighborhood in Denver, Colorado, and my parents were deeply involved in the occult. The robes, the candles, the meetings, and the evil that went on in that house is indescribable. I was not subjected to ritual abuse, but I was subjected to horrible, horrible abuse through all of my years. And I can tell you, it is going on in America. And I wish that people would wake up and realize it could be going on in a very nice house next door to you.
Well, it's so hard for people to understand that there really would be people who would be trying to tap into this supernatural power. But this is really what, of course, intrigues people, because there is power there that you can tap into. But you certainly don't want to do it because it comes at a terrible, terrible price. Were your parents Satanists? Were they into the New Age? Were they into the occult? What brand of this whole, or what branch of this whole movement were they into?
Sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say,
sir? Well, I was just asking, what were they into? Were they into, Satanism?
Right.
Were they trying to tap into this power that Satan offers
you?
Yes,
I can tell you, both my parents were trying to get power, and they were trying to tap into this. I mean, they used incense. I remember those Friday night meetings. Years of it. And they were definitely, by all the things that they were reading, my mother was reading in Theosophy. She was reading Rudolf Steiner.
Mm-hmm.
My father was reading every kind of thing, Edward Casey, you name it, anything about the occult or trying to reach the other dimension, as you call it. That's what they were into. That's what our family library, and we had hundreds of books, was filled with. And I, in trying to get the truth, was reading everything I could get my hands on to find God. And God, in his graciousness, showed himself to me years later. But in the meantime, I had read all of these things, and the thing that I found about all of these occultish and false religions is there's no love there. There's no grace there. And what we find in Jesus Christ is his grace, the grace of God. And I can only say how thankful I am to have been shown that by God after reading all this other stuff.
God had his hand on you, and God obviously brought you through
this. Pardon me?
And brought you to him. And, I have lunch every day with a young man, and I pretty care for him. But he was into this for 20 or 30 years. He was a medium.
The name Rudolf Steiner?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mother was reading. She was reading that and Theosophy and Anthroposophy and all of these other crazy things. And I just, as a child growing up, I'll tell you the kind of evil that went on in those years. From the time I was 3 years old, I was dragged out of bed at all hours of the night and beaten by my father. Then, when I was a little bit older, 5 and 6 years old, he dragged me out of bed and made me stand up before him all night long, arguing philosophy. Well, a 5 and 6 year old child doesn't have the information to argue those things. But in order to avoid a beating, I had to win the argument, so to say. And then, about dawn, I was told to, I would have to take the opposite side of the argument in order to get another beating. And one thing it did for me is I learned to argue both sides of a question, but always keeping on the right side. It was horrible. I can hardly tell you.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it's a terrible thing, but at least
there
you know more today, and you understand this battle, and probably you understand it better than most people in the listening audience. Most people have never had to go through such an ordeal, and I'm sorry you did, but it has prepared you for what is taking place today, and an understanding that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there are powerful spiritual forces at work, and these people possess many of the people at the highest levels of our government. This is what Masonry is all about, is bringing people into possession. Most Masons are good people. They have no idea that they are the modern-day manifestation of the ancient Gnostic heresies, and this is what it's all about. And people can go up on the Internet and just type in Gnosticism and read about it. They believe that there are two gods. One is the God of the Bible, and that is the false God. And then the true God is Lucifer. That is the God that will give them power. And if they can tap into that, they can have power and wealth and fame and fortune, and you really can. But it's a terrible, terrible price for eternity.
Until Dr.
people
Stan,
understand, go ahead.
If I may say something more, please hear.
Right.
And that is that there was sexual molestation for several years, which has been really, really difficult to deal with and get over. I have overcome it now, but it was very, very difficult.
Sure.
I was 9, 10, and 11 years old, and my memories are vivid, just totally vivid. I can remember every single thing.
Well, this all ties into sex and the misuse of sex. Sex is a wonderful thing that God gave us for procreation and to draw men and women closer together. But the idea of molesting children is anathema to any rational individual. And yet it is, of course, exactly what the people on the other side want, because everything that is good to us is bad to them, and what is bad to us is good to them. It is a reversal of everything that we believe in. And lying is good, deceit is good, murder is good, torture is good. And you say, how could the Nazis have done what they were doing? They were deeply involved in the occult. And unfortunately, many leaders of this country today are involved in the occult. And until people recognize that, nothing makes sense. The coming war with Russia, the coming war with the Muslim world, the transfer of nuclear technology to Pakistan, and that's, of course, Sybil Edmonds' story. Anybody can read about that at our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, my January 2008 newsletter. January 2008 newsletter, if you haven't read it, read it. Understand, they're preparing us for a nuclear war with a Muslim world. Why would rational people do that? Because we're not dealing with rational people.
And Dr. Stan, if I could interject here, please.
Sure, go ahead.
The triumph of Christ in my life has been that I looked at sunsets when I was 4 years old, and I said, God, I know you are there, and I want to know you. As time went on, I saw a harp for the first time, and I wanted to play the harp. And I did learn to play the harp. I had a beautiful golden harp in Denver, and I played here for 25 years professionally. And God just kept me going through all of that, all of the awfulness that went on, because I wanted to bless the people and glorify him by playing the harp. And he enabled me to do that. And I also became a Christian school teacher, a writer, and so forth, in spite of all of that mess. So to anyone out there who has been subjected to these things, may I just give these words of encouragement in Christ. Christ can overcome what you're going through. and lead you to a really good life that can glorify Him. And so thank you for giving me this very kindly hearing, sir.
God bless you, Amanda. I'm just so glad that you found our Lord and that He's giving you the strength to get through this, because what you've been through is a terrible, terrible thing. What people don't understand is how frequent this actually is. And they can watch their radio program, their television programs, and, you know, there was a program many years ago called The Pretender. And it was based upon this little boy who had been kidnapped by the CIA and taken to this institute where they had tortured him. And this sort of thing really goes on in American media. It's the story of the Franklin cover-up going right into the White House itself. Well, thanks very much, Maureen. God bless you. Love to hear from you.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for all that you're doing for America. You're the best person.
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you
hello there. Any hello,
health
hello,
issues,
hello.
I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, good, Dr. Stan back here, and our number is 970-689-8255. I was talking about how do we understand what's going on today. And if you read Morals and Dogma, or you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, where I simply take a paragraph out of Morals and Dogma, why Albert Pike talks about of the ancient religions and, of course, Gnosticism, and how Masonry is really a modern-day manifestation of Gnosticism. Now, as you read his book, it's totally confusing because everything that you would ordinarily think was good is bad, and everything you would ordinarily think is bad is good, and how do you make any sense out of what he's writing? Well, you can only make sense out of it when you understand that that's what it's all about. what you consider as bad, they consider good. What you consider as good, they consider bad, because they worship a different God. And, of course, it is very obvious after reading Morals and Dogma, that once somebody points this out to you, or you're able to actually deduce this on your own, that what this is about is the ancient mystery religions. And, of course, these have been passed down from Egypt through Assyria, through Babylon, through the Persians, and then, of course, they were picked up by the Greek philosophers, and certainly Plato and Aristotle, Pythagoras, Alexander the Great, was Aristotle's student. They all understood that there was a power out there that you could tap into. And this has been the secret that has been passed down through the ages. But what is that what is that power? Why, it's the power of Lucifer. What do the Gnostics believe? Well, you can go up on the Internet, and you can simply type in Gnosticism. And you'll find out that they believe that Lucifer is the true God. And there has been a resurgence of Gnosticism, but Gnosticism has been around ever since the first century. It was a Christian heresy, and, of course, it had many followers in the first and second century. Eventually, they went underground because, of course, as the Christians gained in power and strength, people who worshipped Lucifer came under attack. And they, of course, didn't want to leave themselves open, so they formed their secret societies and worked for those secret societies, and they've been working through them for the last almost 2,000 years. But, of course, prior to that, the secret of the mystery religions, the secret that there was a source of power, that you could tap into it, was always kept by the mystery religions, passed down by the sages, passed down by the leaders of the and by the elite and the princes of the secret societies, and they were then became the leaders of the world. They became either the kings or the advisors to kings. And this is, of course, all the kings. Every king had a priest or a shaman or a medicine man or some sort of a seer who would advise them spiritually. And, of course, from those people they would amass their power. And, of course, remember the Egyptians had their priests, and those priests, some of them had supernatural power. You remember the story of Moses, and he had a staff, and he turned it into a serpent. But the priests could do the same thing, because they were tapping into a different supernatural power. It's very difficult today to understand anything that's going on, because so much doesn't make sense. I mean, why we're still fighting in Afghanistan? Well, we went there to capture Osama bin Laden. That's what we were told. Why are we still fighting in Afghanistan? Because it is part of a much larger plan to plunge the world into a horrible nuclear war. Why would rational people want to do that? And as I've said before, we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who worship a different God, who actually wants horror and wants death and wants carnage and wants rape and wants pillage and wants destruction. That is what his purpose is to be the destroyer of everything that's good and noble and worthwhile. And, of course, that is the purpose of Lucifer in the world. This is not an abstract idea. You can witness it going on today. They're in the process of destroying the financial integrity of our country, of plunging this country into the worst financial depression, of stripping people of their homes and their cars and their jobs and their security, and if they can, of their faith. Well, I'm just hoping that the terrible times that lie ahead will draw people closer to the Lord, because it's the one chance we're going to have, and that's why you out there in the listening audience must learn what this is about, to listen to our talks and the forbidden secret, the secret knowledge, the planned police state, the Brotherhood of Darkness, the World Revolution. All of these DVDs are available. Many of them come with syllabuses. You need to get the information so that you can explain to people that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, on an ideological, on a cultural, on a financial, on an educational, even on a medical battlefield. and we're involved in a battle on the medical battlefield where they're poisoning our children with the vaccines, they're poisoning our elderly with the influenza vaccines and the other things that they're giving them, and because, after all, they want to kill off the elderly. There are too many of them. They're useless eaters. They're only a drain on this wonderful utopian society that Lucifer is trying to create, and he can't, because he can't compete with God. Our number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. But fortunately, we have the Internet. You can go up on the Internet and read about Gnosticism and understand that this is the dominant religion of the leaders of the world today. And you can go to the Rosicrucian website, and you can go to the Theosophical Society websites. You can go to the website of the Lucius Trust, luciustrust.org, and see that they're talking about tapping into the supernatural power. And remember, when you hear the word Lucius Trust, it used to be the Lucifer Organization or the Lucifer Publishing House. And fortunately, this is as close as your computer. Most people have computers. If not, you can go to the library and in the encyclopedia, look up Gnosticism and understand. It's really taken me well over 40 years to really begin to comprehend what this is about. And you can read the writings of the Masons, and none of them make sense until you understand the secret. Now, you can go up actually on Google right now, or American Online, where you can surf the net and type in Masonry, YouTube Masonry Lucifer. YouTube Masonry Lucifer. I did it this morning. And there's a clip where you'll actually see this Mason admitting that he is Lucifer, he worships Lucifer, how wonderful Lucifer he is, he's a Shriner. It's the most incredible clip. Somebody sent it to me, and then I guess it was just yesterday I was on the Alex Jones program. I guess it was Wednesday we were on Alex Jones. Maybe it was Thursday. You're beginning to lose track of time. But anyway, because Alex played this clip of this Mason, this Shriner, and it's very obvious he's a Shriner, he's carrying this Shriner's hat, admitting that he worships Lucifer. You want to see it? Just YouTube Masonry Lucifer. Type it in. Find out who. There are people out there within the shrine who worship Lucifer, the worshipful master. Our number, 970-689-8255. Give us a call. Love to hear from you.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Do you have something you'd like to talk about? Do you think that this talk is crazy? Well, I hope that you'll go up on YouTube. I'll have to admit I was really amazed when I saw this little clip that they had. And you can just almost sense the sincerity of this man, who really believes that he's Lucifer, he's working for Lucifer, that's the purpose of his shrine experience. He wants to do good for people, that Lucifer is this wonderful source of power that gives him the ability to help people, not understanding anything at all about the Christian faith. And he doesn't understand it. It's a worthwhile experience to watch this little clip. We actually should have that posted on my website, radioliberty.com, and we have a section there on videos. And then we have a section on other videos. And, of course, we've posted there the Twin Towers coming down, Building 7 coming down, very, very well done. And it's obvious it is a controlled demolition. They even interview demolition experts who said, of course, this is a controlled demolition. I mean, just the way it comes down, the fact that the center of the building collapses first, and then the base of the building goes. If you believe that was because of a fire, why, you're incredibly naive. Understand what you witnessed on September 11th was a demonic manifestation of their power. They wanted an excuse to take us into war. They were already planning on the war. That's the reason that George Bush frightened to death when he didn't know it was going to happen, but when it did happen, he couldn't get up and leave the classroom. He's sitting there, America's under attack, and he's sitting there reading about a rabbit or something. I've forgotten what it was, but it was some foolish childhood story, and he sits there for 5 or 7 minutes after he's been told America is under attack. Well, I mean, frightened to death the implications of what actually happened, and that he is now the president, and he is going to lead us into this terrible war. And of course, in his own heart, I'm sure he realizes the evil that he's part and parcel of, but what can he do? He's sworn an oath to Lucifer when he joined the Skull and Bone Society, as did his father and his father's father, Prescott Bush, Senator Prescott Bush, and they're all part of this world Luciferian movement. And they're going to draw us, first of all, into a war with Afghanistan, and then a war with Iraq, and then a war with Iran, and then a war with the Muslim world. But behind everything going on today is God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. And I'm always reminded of that wonderful, wonderful poem by James Russell Lowell. For once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide. In that strife of truth with falsehood for the good or the evil side, then it is the brave man chooses while the coward stands aside, until the multitudes make virtue of the faith they have denied. And though the cause of evil prospers, yet his truth alone is strong, though her portion be the scaffold and upon the throne be wrong. But that scaffold sways the future, for in the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. And those words are always a consolation to me, and I hope they are to you as well, as we witness the unfolding of the things that are taking place today, of the destruction of our economy, as the planned destruction of our economy and the impoverishment of our people. Well, who do we have on the line?
We have Maureen back here again. I'm so sorry. I don't want to monopolize this program, but I want to say that my grandfather held high office in Colorado government for 23 years, and he was a 33-degree Mason. And his forebears had been in the occult doing, what kind of writing? And
automatic writing, Miss Sir?
Yes, automatic writing, that's right. And so my family had been in this occult situation for generations.
Well, good, because the automatic writing is you're simply channeling. You are used as a channel for demonic spirits.
Yes,
and, they write
and my mother
you.
Used to take me to tea leaf readings, and she used to take me to seances. And so I've experienced quite a bit of the things that go on in the occult in America. But I just say, the Masons, yes. My grandfather was the state engineer of Colorado for 23 years, highly respected for his work. Just an amazing mind. I watched him work at the state house in Colorado. He used to take me to work when I was 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old. And I would watch him work, and it was amazing because his mind was really brilliant as far as civil engineering was concerned. But I have to believe it was given over to Satan as a 33-degree Mason.
And in them are, certainly, as they get in the upper echelons, and there are degrees above the 33rd degree. And if you read, of course, to Aleister Crowley's biography, he will tell you that he was the 33rd degree Mason, I think, for 11 or 12 years before he was asked to enter the higher level of
Masonry. He used to come home to dinner and talk about all the things that were, not all but the things, but talk about his activities at the Scottish Rite Temple in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as growing up, I knew nothing of what the implications of all this was. In fact, it's only through your program, really, that I really begun to be able to put the pieces together. They were really deeply involved in it on both sides of the family, both father and mother. My goodness, this is really just...
Well, you're just lucky to have come through it. You're lucky that the Lord has placed his hand upon you and blessed you and brought you into his kingdom.
He did from the very beginning.
Because a lot of this goes from generation to generation to generation. And I know many people where their parents and grandparents have been involved in this. And yet the average American is totally oblivious of the dark forces around there. God bless you. Thank you so much
Thank
for calling.
You. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
KHNC brings you another meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival will be here along with Sherry Beitzel of Inside Out Therapies. Meet Sherry and Bob here at the KHNC studios located at 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, September the 14th. You can contact Ferris Survival at 303-781-0343 or Inside Out Therapies at 970-402-7174 for more information. Meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I can stand back here to wrap up this morning's program, and under any circumstances, I'm sorry our regular guest wasn't here. He's going to be talking about iodorol, the fact that they are damaging our health by taking the iodine out of almost half of our salt, and because it used to be all of the salt was iodized, but no longer. They've taken the iodine out of our milk, out of our bread. And so most people are iodine deficient, and it's important that you have iodine supplements. If you would like to get our four-tape set on iodine, or we have offer an article on iodine, we'll get that for you. But we also, of course, offer iodorol, and that's what people should be taking regularly. We also offer potassium iodate, which you would need in case of a nuclear attack. And believe me, you should have some on hand, because we do not know when this nuclear war is going to come. But I have no question at all that God is going to allow this to happen to America, because the people of this country have turned against him. And as Thomas Jefferson said so well, God who gave us life gave us liberty, but can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. And as we have brought horror to the people of Iraq and Afghanistan and other nations throughout the world, because, of course, we're financing dictatorships in so many of those countries, and we financed the dictatorship in Russia for many years, and we're still indirectly through our corporations funneling tremendous sums of money into Russia to maintain the ruthless nation there, and we've done the same thing with Communist China, probably the most ruthless dictatorship in the world. Why, of course, God is going to bring his judgment on this country. And don't think for a minute it's not going to happen. But we either will accept this or we will utilize this to educate people. And that's why you need the information we offer. And certainly, if you've not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to study it. And then the references are all there, so you can determine whether we're telling you the truth or not. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret and the secret knowledge and get the syllabus that goes with that. My talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. The talk on the world revolution, where you'll hear the American ambassador to Cuba explaining that we brought Fidel Castro to power knowing he was a communist. It wasn't that they didn't know he was a communist. Of course they knew he was a communist. They wanted an enemy so the people would rally behind our leaders. They would protect the American people from that wicked communist, Fidel Castro, who's such a good friend of David Rockefeller and his daughters. And if you doubt that, you need to read David Rockefeller's memoirs, where he will tell you his daughters are good friends of Fidel Castro. The book Memoirs, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go there. Of course, order the various items we have. Go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, and that clip where the Mason admits that he worships Lucifer. He believes he is part of Lucifer. His post should be posted up there by now. Understand what's going on, and then join us in this spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Will Christian civilization survive? I do not know. But I'm obliged to do everything I can. We are to occupy until the Lord comes. And who knows, perhaps we could put it off a generation or two generations if there were enough Americans who care.